This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
We can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Don't forget your rubbers.
Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Big stupid rich motherfucker's ball open. Make him lick his own shit off.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back. I did scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me!
Sound like someone put a pickle up your ass.
They put a pickle in my ass.
Hello, I'd like to examine you with a pickle.
I got a pickle in my ass, baby.
It's a new kind of pickle.
It's a new pickle. It's a brown pickle. It's the Ham Radio Show. We are live.
That's right.
L-I-V-E to the day we D-I-E right here on the hamradioshow.com.
Yes,
phone right. Lines now open, 718-577-1389. That number one more time is 718-577-1389, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening, blah, hello. Blah. Good evening, blah.
Yeah, I got that same impression.
Blah, good evening. I don't say blah, blah, blah.
It's a Dracula night.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no.
I don't say blah, blah, blah. Joe turned off the master headphones, by the way.
I did?
Just so everyone knows. Yeah, you must have bumped it with your belly when you were fixing stuff before.
I'm so sorry about
that. 718-577-1389. We are also live on Facebook Live, and the Facebook Live suite is fully operational and waiting for you to put your little peepers on that.
That's right.
It's ready to go right there. All you got to do is go to my Facebook page, and you can watch the ham cam, complete with beautiful, amazing, sexy, oh, so sweet, the chat room on the side of it, so you can tell us how much we suck. And we'll read them live on the air.
Yeah.
It's like...
You'll regret this.
I will. It's like hate mail. But right there for the 21st century.
Yeah, and you don't have to spend money on a forever stamp.
Yeah. It's totally free for you.
Does that mean if you buy a forever stamp, no matter what the postage is, it's
it
always
stays the same?
Right. It stays the same. That's why.
That's great.
Hence, forever.
Why don't people just buy 1,000 of them and then forget about it?
Because who's got that much money to buy a stamp?
Oh, what are they, and 50 cents? How much are they?
I have don't no know. Idea.
I haven't put a stamp on a letter since 1947.
Oh, I still, to this day, use stamps.
You do?
Because... I want a paper trail of the transaction.
Shit, I don't even think Billy uses snail mail for his bills.
He likes to lick them. That's what it is.
And that's impressive for him not to do online banking.
I use snail mail because... Wait, first off, this fucking microphone is jerked today. It doesn't sound good. Yeah. I use snail mail because... Mm-hmm. I want a paper trail of all transactions because, yet again, DTA, don't trust anybody. I don't trust anybody.
I know.
I am a paranoid schizophrenic where I can't allow... Because what's going to happen, Danny, is you go to do your technological shit, and then the computers all go down, and you're fucked. My paperwork says I clearly paid this because they make photocopies of my shit, and they send me back stuff. I get a full detailed fucking shit, paper trail... Works
but
great.
You get a confirmation number and everything when you do it online.
Yeah, and then they can never find your shit, and then you got Amy and fucking accounting can't find your shit because the computer went down in Denver. It's a whole fucking thing.
Access denied.
Yeah, and then that happens. And then I get all pissy because I get angry at them, and I like an old... I'm very old school. We've discussed this many and many a time. By the way, Q1043's Jonathan Clark listening to our show right now.
You have new mail.
Yes. Hi, John. How are you? JC from, of course, Out of the Box on Q1043.
Out of the Box.
Yes, great show. So we have a pretty big show today. We'll get to the bigger part later. But the reason why I didn't book any guests today is, well, besides the guy we're going to be talking to later, because Pervy the Clown's going to be, we're going to call him for a certain reason later on in the program. Thank you, Danny. But the other reason was when we had the debate last week, we never touched any topics that we fucking had. Like, literally, we went over nothing that we were supposed to do.
Right.
Joe was grumpy after he go, you have all this stuff and you didn't do anything.
Well, we didn't. We did the debate, I guess.
Yeah, well, the debate took precedence over everything.
Yeah. Well, it was nice to have Marcus here.
It was a great show. I mean, Carla Force and...
Piney here. We had the...
We had Filipino Heat was here as well.
Adai!
Hi, Adai! It was a great show. I mean, it was a great show had by all. Uh-huh. Later on in the program, we'll have somebody, but I think that we should get shit out of the way. We should get to old business before we get to new business.
Okay.
One of the things is the Deadpool...
No! I can't go on!
...is Deadpool Bingo, which technically I won... But I didn't win because Danny said
a lot of you guys are still alive.
Well, we have to get all five spots in bingo.
I should have got credit for James Conner.
And I still say you're a raving fucking lunatic. Well, but that's not the point right now.
Roger Moore died.
Yes, Roger Moore died. Sean Connery still
alive.
Listen, I got two fucks that have been on their deathbeds for over a fucking decade.
Yeah, what's
and as Eddie pointed out, one of them was just brought on stage in a goddamn wheelchair that was probably dead in the damn chair, and he's still fucking alive.
Yeah, shut up. It's the batteries, man.
By the way, I also just saw that Joe put up the main mix. That's why everything has been hotter in my ears.
Oh, I did?
Yes, you did. Because I don't touch that. I get it to a certain level, and your fat jowls must have came over and touched it.
Or dusting.
You son of a bitch.
Yes.
No, it's when you went to go fix the thing before we went on the air today.
Well, I have a rollover.
All right. So you have a roll over your fucking underwear. I see it all the time. All right, so here
again with the cock.
No, a roll, not his cock. It's a roll over his underwear.
But
I never,
you're busy looking at his cock.
I've never seen his cock. I've seen his ass.
Let me
did you see his face when I was touching
gay.
Him?
What, Joe?
I never have been gay.
As you talked over the that used to be the Billy fucking thing. Now it's mine. So on my list, Danny and Billy. Danny doesn't get shit. He's stuck with the people he has.
Oh. He's got good picks. They got to go.
They wheeled that. One of his picks is Kirk Douglas, who's 101. They wheeled him out during the Golden Globes.
Yeah, he's got to die.
This motherfucker, they woke up.
He will not last. Spartacus will not last another year.
I am Spartacus.
He's gone.
So Danny might have one right there. But Danny has, hold on, he has Henry Kissinger, Charlotte Ray, Hugh Downs, which I don't know what the fuck out of nowhere
Hugh
was.
Hugh Downs is fucking old.
And and Prince Philip, who almost died last year
and then came back. They don't let him out now.
All right, so now Danny cannot pick for 2018. His picks are the same.
He's locked in. He's got solid picks again.
Yeah. He's locked in. Now, Billy, you lose Glenn Campbell because he died.
Yeah.
So now you have one open spot. Would you like to name your fucking replacement now?
No.
Or do you have until next week? And then we have to finalize this because we're already in the month of January. We'll be done as of next week.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is a good time to pick, though, because the influenza season's coming. That's got to kill a few guys.
It's got to kill a few off. I have two ready to go, but I'm going to let you guys go first just in case you pick the same guy. You know what I mean? Like, so I want to throw it out there. So Billy's kind of foregoing. You're saying no.
Yeah, I'm skipping. Right. Wait, I only got one to choose?
You only got one.
Didn't I get two?
No.
I think we should all pick a long shot.
Hold on. No, he got Glenn Campbell. Billy had Glenn Campbell. Joe had Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry, got it.
Right.
All right. Now, I'll tell you. Hold on. We'll go through Billy's. I don't want there to be some kind of discrepancy here.
Okay.
Jimmy Carter was your other one.
Right.
Billy. You also had Carol Channing, who's still alive. Stan Lee, still alive. Iggy Pop,
still alive. Yeah, all right.
All right, and that would round out your five. Joe has Chuck Berry, so he loses Chuck Berry automatically because Chuck Berry died. Joe has left Bill Cosby, who's went blind, but he's still alive.
And he performed the other night.
Yes. Uh-huh. Betty White.
He did.
Keith Richards. Yeah. And rounding out Joe's is Sean Connery, who he keeps wanting to trade, but he can't.
Well, so I think I should get credit because Roger Moore is the same guy.
And I think you're, yet again,
they
a fucking moron.
The same guy, but they're two different people.
Well, yeah. Did you see Stan Lee's cameo on Shameless this week?
No, I did not see Stan
Lee. Oh, it was fucking funny. He was wearing a diaper.
Yeah, that wasn't a cameo. That was the news.
Oh, no.
And then he was asking one of his Filipino maids, "Wash my dick."
Uh-huh.
You didn't hear about that controversy?
No, I didn't.
That Stan Lee was the newest one. Stan Lee was asking his the nurses that take care of him because his wife died.
Yeah,
right.
So he's been supposedly getting taken care of because he's 90 something years old, whatever it is.
He's kind of up there.
And at 92, I believe he is. Somebody look up. Hold on, wait. We'll ask. Alexa, how old is Stan Lee?
Ian Lee died in Port Melbourne on April 14th, 1976.
I got another one.
He was 62 years old when he died.
Alexa, stop. Alexa, how old is Stan Lee?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
You're a twat. Danny, how old is Stan Lee?
95.
95. All right, so anyway, this was like a couple weeks ago. Yet again, see, this is why we do a Hot Button Topics day, because we don't really touch everything that we need to do.
I don't want to touch any of it.
Well, either did his nurses and aides that are now suing him because supposedly he would ask for oral sex in the shower when they were watching him.
Why don't he just get a hooker come in? He's got money. He's loaded, the fucking guy.
Yeah, but then buy a hooker.
Yeah.
You can't just ask Philomena, because that's the other chick.
Well, he's old, so he probably doesn't remember.
You can't ask Consuela to come over there and wash your balls and then go, "Hey, by the way, can I get a handy?"
If Consuela had any smarts, she'd get on the phone and order him a whore.
Well, according to Consuela.
Yes.
Now, according to the Daily
Mail. ¿Dónde está la baño, Mr. fucking Lee?
The nursing company is currently in a legal dispute with the 95-year-old Marvel creator. After nurses claimed he asked for oral sex in the shower and to be pleasured in his bedroom.
Good for him.
At 95, someone should be touching my dick.
He's entitled to it.
He doesn't seem to care what people think of him. He's lost his filter. He's fucking 95. You think he gives a shit?
Dude, I don't give a shit if he's 95 and he points at his dick and calls it Thor's hammer. I don't give a shit what he does. Yeah. He's Stan fucking Lee.
That's right.
He should be. First off, he created the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
Jerk him off.
Spider-Man.
If anybody, if there any woman that's at Comic-Con would gladly fucking blow him.
Yeah.
Gladly.
Well,
gladly
maybe he's got to get some maids from there.
Now I get that cameo appearance on Shameless. On Shameless, he played a guy who married a Russian whore. And he's walking around in a diaper.
All right.
Like, he doesn't know what's going on. But
can you say whore again?
Whore.
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 Whore. I'm just getting warmed up.
A little cameo. He's walking around in a diaper, but he's rich, so he gives her everything. You know?
Right.
So that's...
That's why she's there. She's there for the money.
Well, so why don't Stan Lee do that?
Yeah.
What, marry a Russian whore?
Well, there's truth in fiction, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't speak Dostoevsky.
That's what he wants, you know. Let him walk around his diaper and have the
and have the drink a little of the fucking Smirnoff.
Driver, he was buying these LaChour gowns. Yeah.
Do you want to pick your thing or no?
Oh, me?
Yeah, because you have one right now. You have you only have to pick one, or do you want to wait till next week?
You know, I really want to give it some thought because I have a, like, you know, I have my long shot, Sean Connery, that you won't let me get rid of.
No.
So
it's up to the commissioner. I've now said that Danny is the commissioner.
You can't trade.
Never mind. You can't trade.
You can't trade Sean Connery.
Why can you? You're not going to let him. Hold on, Roger Goodell. That's kind of rude. You're going to make him not be able to trade one guy because you don't want him to trade.
Yeah,
him? That's fucked up.
All right, Joe. No, I'll give you Iggy Pop.
Hey, hold on.
And I'll take Sean Connery.
The commissioner has to approve.
Because he wants to trade, get credit for Sean Connery. That's
I should
why.
Get credit
for Sean Connery. No. He wants to trade Sean Connery now.
For who?
Billy?
I just threw that out there because it can never
hold
be.
Hold on, one at a time. Billy has put on the table Iggy Pop. If you're going to let that transaction happen, you have to fucking be the commissioner Deadpool Bingo.
If Joe wants to trade.
Yeah, I do. Not Iggy Pop, though. I want somebody.
How about
give me Prince Philip?
No,
Prince Philip is Danny's.
You can't have mine. I'm not giving that
If
one
you're
up.
Making a trade with Billy, you only have certain people to choose from.
The trade deadline ends in 3 minutes.
And it's only if Billy wants to throw
who you
out.
Got? Anybody else with Iggy
Billy's
Pop?
Got, he's got Carol Channing.
Nope, ain't giving her up.
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter's
Stan Lee, who's getting blown right now in the shower.
Yeah, she's doing
if he's lucky.
And Iggy Pop.
And forget what he was doing in the shower.
Why did you pick Iggy Pop, by the way?
Because Iggy Pop was old when we were kids.
Because he does a lot of drugs.
Now he's got to be fucking ancient. Plus, all he would do would take bottles and carve into his chest.
Didn't somebody pick, what's the guy from the Stones?
You don't have to pick from our list. You can pick another guy.
Yeah, you can get whatever you want.
Oh,
you have an open spot.
All right, great.
I have three open spots because I was technically the champion.
But he can only pick one.
I'm going to fill. No, he can only fill.
Yeah.
I'm going to fill two of them right this very second, Commissioner.
Go ahead.
Right now.
Anybody in the chat room want to give me a hand here? Pick me out somebody?
Someone give Joe a handy.
Yeah.
Here we go again.
Hey, that's not the right thing. I need a pen.
Yeah.
I want to write them on the paper, sir. Do you want to write them?
Go ahead. Put it in.
I'm going to write them on the back.
This activity is truly unproductive.
I'll write
them on the front. Is Edith Bunker still alive?
Is who?
Edith Bunker.
No,
she died.
Jean Stapleton died.
She died?
All right.
I was going to pick her.
All right, shut up, because more important people are going right now.
Okay.
And that would be me.
Okay.
I am picking to replace Hugh Hefner. I am replacing Hugh Hefner, who passed away, sadly, R.I.P.
Yes.
To the Playboy guru. I am replacing him with Danny, drumroll. Good job, Danny. I am replacing him with Regis Philbin.
Oh, Regis Philbin.
Regis.
Yeah, you motherfuckers don't think.
Minimize.
No, Regis is not going to die. Not this year.
He's going to die.
Have you seen him?
Yes, I have a picture with him.
The fucking guy is a maniac.
All
he's still alive. He's getting laid every day.
Regis Philbin. Eddie has taken Regis Philbin. This is my new box. I'm going to put it right
probably
here.
Probably got to make a whole new sheet.
I do, but I'm putting it. I have the document that I'm writing it on the page.
Can I pick Lou Costello?
You can't pick Lou Costello. He's dead already.
Oh. You could try.
And my second pick, drumroll, Danny. Good job. Thank you. My second pick is... Now I forget his fucking name.
That's Alzheimer's.
Yeah, it's, I am.
What?
It's onset Alzheimer's. Who is, Why can't I fuck, dude? I had his fucking name on the tip of my tongue.
Give me a clue.
Mel Brooks' sidekick.
Oh, Carl Reiner.
Carl Reiner. Yeah. Carl Reiner will be my fucking elite.
He's ready to go.
Yep. So I'm going to do...
So's Mel Brooks.
I will never...
I know.
Ever!
That will be a sad day.
Blasphemy!
Yeah. So that's, I have one pick?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to pick fucking...
Carl. I'm taking...
You're going to take Mel Brooks. Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, you cunt. Oh, you
I'm going
dirty.
For the icon.
Fucking whore.
So you now look. Joe needs one person.
All right, so wait. You're taking Mel Brooks?
Yeah.
Why not?
Joe, you have 5 minutes to pick somebody.
I got to pick somebody today. He told me I have to wait until next
week.
Next week.
Until next show.
Yeah.
Billy. Okay, Mel Brooks. You fucking asshole.
Why not?
I still have another one, though. I have until next week or until the end of the show to pick my third. Danny still, the commissioner sucks at this game.
Can I pick
I have
and you
great
have none.
Picks.
You have shitty picks because they're all still alive. What, Joe?
How about Gene Wilder?
He's dead already.
He died too?
Holy fuck. Can you look up list of old people and just fucking pick somebody?
No, I just want to pick guys.
Old celebrities. Can you pick?
Oh, baby.
Yeah, ones that
How
are
about
not
Richard,
dead yet.
Richard Pryor still there?
Richard Pryor
still
dead.
Still dead.
Do I have to call Rain, his daughter, to come down here and beat your ass for fucking even asking that stupid question?
Silly boy.
Friend of this show who's been on this program?
Poor girl.
Yeah. Do we have to have Rain Pryor come down here and kick you in the teeth? I don't think so.
About Arnold Schwarzenegger. He looks
he's still alive.
He's
if still you want to pick Arnold, that
no,
is
no, Arnold's still
that healthy. Is the dumbest fucking pick
he's,
you can
he's
go.
He's still healthy.
I'm thinking right now I did really good. I have Carl Reiner and Regis Philbin.
Carl Reiner is ready, yeah.
Carl Reiner's on. He's got one foot in the coffin, the other one on the banana peel.
So there's two of my guys, so fuck you. I hope he stays alive.
Your fucking guy got wheeled out and they woke him up so he could speak. And then they fucking actually let him talk for a solid 2 minutes at the Golden Globes. And all he did,
I used to be.
Notify your local law enforcement authorities right away.
I would like to have I would like to have Kirk Douglas.
Yes.
And then get the tape of Dick Clark and put them together and have them have a conversation.
Oh, wow.
That would be the great, like when he was, when he did that, would be the fucking greatest conversation ever.
When I was 6 years old, I could eat an ice cream cone.
By the way,
what's wrong with you?
Debbie in the Facebook Live suite is saying, Google celebrities on their deathbed, Joe.
Oh, Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Zsa Zsa Gabor's dead already.
Yeah, just picking out.
Take her sister.
That Joe would do.
Ava Gabor is probably still alive.
She was the one on Green Acres, right?
I don't know.
I have HW.
Yeah, he's gone.
I have Herbert Walker Bush, not regular Bush.
And he should be gone.
Because Nick is asking that. Carla is saying, let's replace Hef with Marcus. It's his only hope for pussy.
Wow.
That's mean.
That's gold, Carla.
Wow.
That's
gold.
That's a mean bitch right there, I'll tell you right now. Angela Lansbury still alive? Yes,
she is. Isn't she on Broadway at this point?
No, she's also Angela Lansbury hit more controversy, which was another topic we were supposed to do.
Meryl Streep.
Angela Lansbury came out and said that the women nowadays are asking for it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you might want to take her because somebody's going to take her out.
Oh, you're catching on.
Someone in hashtag Me Too or hashtag Time's Up is going to take her out.
She's going to be attacked by a bunch of pink hats.
Oh, God. Well, it's women's lib, Joe, and everyone's equal. So if they want to kill Angela Lansbury, they're allowed to.
Well, I'm telling you.
By the way, Joe.
Yes.
You want to see something cool that I taught Alexa?
Okay.
Alexa, fart.
Alexa, you ate beans.
What about Doris?
Your transmission has been terminated.
Alexa.
That was cool.
Did you pass gas?
Sorry, I don't know that.
Yeah, that's right.
Doris Day. She's still alive. Doris Day.
I think Doris Day's dead.
Is she dead? She's dead.
Oh, sure.
Hold on. Alexa, is Doris Day... she turned off. Alexa, is Doris Day alive?
Yes, that's true.
I guess she's alive.
Ask how old she is.
Alexa, how old is Doris Day?
Doris Day is 95 years old.
Joe, would you like to take a nice Doris Day for a test drive?
Yeah, I'll take her.
You going to take Doris Day?
Yeah, 95. You got to go soon.
Joe's taking Doris Day.
Just like, yeah, you got to go.
Yeah.
You're taking up my oxygen. Get out.
Yeah.
All right, so the only one remaining that has to pick for next week is me. I still have one slot open.
Who are you going to pick?
I don't know.
Come on, get somebody in.
Let me see. Hold on, let me ask. Alexa,
yeah.
Fart. Oh, she knew. Alexa.
A little one.
Fart.
Hey, why don't you ask...
Excuse me, we're in the middle of a fight!
Why don't you ask Alexa...
Go ahead. You'll feel better.
What?
Bye!
Ask Alexa what stars are on their deathbed.
Why can you... I have to go to break.
Yeah?
You literally have a computer 4 inches from your face.
Yeah?
Type in... celebrities on their deathbed in Google, and you literally, during the break, can have your answer. You've already picked Doris Day on top of everything else. Find one for me.
Well, I got to get rid of Sean Connery.
No, you don't. You can't.
Told me I could. Danny said I could.
Danny said you could trade
him in.
But you had to make a better trade. Billy offered you Iggy Pop. You said, fuck, you don't want Iggy Pop.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's better than Sean Connery.
You don't want to be his dog.
How old is Iggy Pop?
Alexa. How old is Iggy Pop?
Iggy Pop is 70 years old.
He's only 70. He looks 108.
He's younger than me. Forget about it.
He looks better than you,
yeah.
Which is creepy.
Sean Connery's a lot older. How old is Sean Connery?
Alexa, how old is Sean Connery?
Sean Connery is 87 years old.
Ah, 87. He's got a right to go.
Well, if he does, God willing, if he does, you will be able to cash in Deadpool Bingo. As of right now, I still lead. I have three that now I've replaced.
Bob Barker.
Bob Barker should have been dead a long time.
No, I think he's still
alive. Alexa, is Bob Barker alive?
Bob Barker, original host of The Price is Right. Retired from television in 2007 after celebrating his 50-year career. He has since made a few guest appearances on The Price is Right and still lives in Los Angeles today.
Damn it! He still lives in Los Angeles
today. How old is he?
Jesus Christ. Alexa, how old is Bob Barker? She said fuck off, Joe, because I gotta go to break.
Oh, okay.
She yelled at you.
Still spaying and neutering.
Get the fuck out of here.
Take care of your cats.
All right, it's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll finish up some hot button topics. We got more wine. We got more women. We got more song. It's what we do. 718-577-1389. We'll be right back after these ones.
What's your name, scumbag?
Radio.
Wonderful. And while we're at it, we can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Great horny toads.
Now they will be here.
Forever. Adios, you chicken-plucking little stinker.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut and style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
Creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lano. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor, are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried. You're listening to Ham Radio with Uncle Eddie.
Just take those old records
off the shelf.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to them by myself.
Oh, no.
Today's music ain't got the same sound.
What you got, baby?
And that old time of rock and roll. Come on, people.
Take me to a disco.
You never even get me out on the floor.
Oh, yeah. Danny sings. Danny never sings.
Oh, wow. And that old time rock and roll. Just Danny.
Old time rock and roll.
Holy all shit. Right.
That
soothes the soul.
Oh, yeah.
I reminisce about the days of old.
Yeah, baby.
In that whole town of rock and roll. Wow. It's the Ham Radio Show. A little musical interlude for you from the boys of the Ham Radio Show. 718-577-1389.
I should have picked Neil Diamond. He's got Parkinson's and he's ready to kick off.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're like a little ray of sunshine, Joe.
Well, no. Personally, I'm one of the rare few people that like Neil Diamond.
I like Neil Diamond.
He's a little bit.
Who doesn't like Sweet Caroline?
Yeah.
A song he wrote for Caroline Kennedy when she was a fucking kid. Underage.
Uh-huh.
A little dirty fucking song.
We used to see him at the games all the time. He went to Lincoln High School.
Right.
And I went to Lafayette, so we used to be at the games all the time. We used to go to football here.
Wait, Joe, where did you go to school?
I went to Lafayette.
Lafayette? Yeah. I reminisce about the days of old. And that old time of rock and roll. Let's see if Joe's still talking. Oh, no, Joe, stop.
What?
Joe figured out the fucking bit?
Oh, no. I wasn't paying attention.
718-577.
I don't really listen to this show.
1389. No one does.
That's true.
Does this answer your question?
Later on in the show, we'll be calling Pervy the Clown. Got a big fucking story we're going to get in the middle of. I will present a case later on in the show. I'm going to go lawyer style, Joe. A little ham radio SVU, if you'll be so kind.
later on in the program for you.
I bet you would have made a good lawyer.
I wanted to be a lawyer. That's why I argue with everyone.
I think so. You would have you do have an argument. You have a good, what do you call that, the vocal presence or something?
Yes, I tried. Yeah. Cool. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, as you can see, Joe is a fucking moron.
That's right. It wasn't my fault. I didn't know what I was doing. I'm stupid.
The defense rests.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Joe Drapes, guilty on all charges.
Oh, wait. Hey, buddy.
No. I'm innocent because of insanity.
Yes. Well, can't plead. You can't plead the obvious. By the way, congratulations to Jerry.
Jerry.
Speaking of lawyers, our own Jerry, Jerry the Jew. Pothead Jerry, Cousin Jerry, Uncle Jerry, whatever the fuck we call him this week on the show.
Yeah.
Jerry was on Bull on CBS.
Yeah.
And we watched it because I missed it because I sneezed and I missed his part. It's very brief.
You want me to act out his part?
Yes, please do. Okay, do you have a transcript of the part?
The other lawyer goes, "Well, you know, I think somebody slashed my tires last night. I wonder who." And Jerry goes to the guy. He says, "You're a famous lawyer. You must have made a lot of enemies. Anybody of those guys could have slashed your tires." And then the guy goes, "You're excused."
Joe is a true thespian.
Well, that was Jerry's part.
I think.
But he really did it better than I did. I mean, you know, he was good.
Shut the fuck up!
I'm sure.
Are you nuts?
I'm sure Jerry did it much better than
he
that.
He did, and he did a double take.
And you know what was funny? He even though it's weird seeing somebody, because we watched it before we went on air.
Yeah, sure.
We watched it, and I'm like, it's weird to see someone you know on a big time fucking show.
Yeah,
right.
It is very weird that we saw Jerry. I'm like, that's fucking Jerry.
Yeah.
According to
his head is much bigger on the 16.
Yes,
screen.
It's huge.
Tremendous head.
At least this time he didn't smash it on a table.
Yeah. That's true. Well, that was at the comedy club, yeah. By the way, Nick's saying that Diabetic Jerry, is that another name we call him? Diabetic Jerry.
Yeah, he's
diabetic.
The new Billy nicknames.
By the way, you know who has full-blown diabetes?
Oh, Jerry just joined the
Not
the
me.
Showroom.
You know who has full-blown diabetes?
Who?
Piney. Oh. Full-blown diabetes now.
Yeah.
What a shocker.
They're all getting the fucking diabetes. All the diabetes now.
They're next.
I'm not getting diabetes, dude. We had this discussion, by the way, off air. We were discussing how I am way more healthier than Danny, Billy, or even Joe in this room.
Well,
and that's the saddest fucking thing in the world. Danny's lungs are so black, they look like Emmanuel Lewis. Okay?
Yeah.
They look like Emmanuel Lewis now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So there's no way that Danny's healthier than me. Ooh. Not at all. Whoa. I mean, I'm fatter. Yes, I definitely have that going for me.
Oh.
But there's no way, Danny, that you're healthier
than me. I'm a greedy slob.
I never
said
yes or no.
You just wished diabetes on me.
I said, yeah, I didn't
you
wish
just
that,
wished
you're,
diabetes.
You're
you said
next.
You're next. Well, look, fucking
you're
Goldberg.
Fatter, you're fatter than he than Piney is.
Shut up. Let's go to the phones. Ham Radio, who's this?
It's Jerry.
Hey! Ladies and gentlemen, an actual celebrity.
I thought it was going to be too big to call us.
From CBS's Bull.
Oh, please, yeah. For
you were great,
big
Jerry.
Minute and a half that I was on.
Hey,
you were terrific.
Hey, anyone else in this room was on Bull, please speak up now.
Yeah.
Hey, you.
I guess it was just Danny.
You were on TV and you weren't in a police lineup. That's good. You know.
No, he wasn't alive. He was in the jury box.
He was in the jury box. Thanks,
wasn't
Joe.
In the
we got
line up on the news.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear Joe do a fucking reading of your part?
Yeah, Joe was actually up for the part.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It was between me and Joe.
Yeah.
And Joe.
They said, next.
We're going for somebody that's got the SAG card already.
That's right, yeah.
They wanted Joe to play the bench.
Yes. I could have played the judge.
Well, sir, we need
Joe. Joe could have played.
Holy fuck. Hold on for a minute. People, stop calling if we're talking to someone. Yeah. Pay attention to the fucking show.
You got to get another line in
It's
here.
So simple. If we're talking to Jerry from CBS's Bull, I can't talk to you right now.
I haven't called in weeks, by the way.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ, let the man have his moment. I saw him on television. He doesn't look too good. Billy was going to pick him for the dead. What the fuck? For Christ's sake. Christ's sake, let the guy speak. Go on,
My girlfriend asked me, how many times did you watch yourself today? I said, I've been sitting here pantsless all day.
Wait, tell the truth. Did you jerk off to yourself?
Oh, yeah.
No. No, okay. Dave does. I don't.
I would say, my David is, he's pulling.
My David walks around the house pantsless and says to anybody that wants to listen, I was the last actor on House of Cards before Kevin Spacey got thrown off the series.
Kevin Spacey was the only, he never touched me. I'm my David.
Uh-huh.
My, it's a big one.
It is, Kevin.
I wonder how they're going to write him out of the show. Because I know his wife is the president now.
Plane crash. You
know, plane crash. Yeah, and plane
Christopher
crash.
Plummer's on the show now.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Joe didn't get that joke at all.
Is he alive?
No, Christopher Plummer replaced it. Now I got to explain Jerry's joke to Joe.
Please, yes.
Christopher Plummer replaced Kevin Spacey in Kevin Spacey's role in All the Money in the World.
Oh.
After they had to do reshoots, and it was a whole big fiasco, and Mark Wahlberg got $1.5 million, and whatever the broad's name is, because I can't remember her name right now.
She got like
from Dawson's
bucks.
Creek, Michelle Williams.
She got half the money.
She got $1,000 because her agent sucks donkey dick.
And it's the same agent, same company, all of that. You know,
but he didn't. But he didn't. But it's not a gender bias.
That doesn't sound fair.
No.
It's not fair. But if your agent,
I tell you what happens because my agent asked for a bump on my SAG salary. You know, when you do work, you start out, you scale, you're like
right.
$900, $1,000, some shit like that for the first 8 hours. And the more you do TV, the more that you do film, they bump you up. So your minimum salary is bumped up. She asked for a bump on this show, and she was told, there's too many actors on this show. It's not enough money to give them a bump.
All right, so wait, who? Michelle Williams on...
No, me.
Oh, you.
On Bull.
Oh, yeah, you're not getting shit, sorry.
No, I'm getting just above scale, one bump above scale.
I would have paid them.
That's me.
Yeah, well, they don't take pizza rolls, Joe. What would you do?
That's all I got to offer right now.
Excuse me, I would like a bump in my salary, and I will take Michael Weatherby's leftover muffin.
Yeah.
And that will be my deal.
You're not kidding, I would. He had Jessica Alba.
Oh.
He had Minka Kelly, who was engaged to Derek Jeter. Wife is a piece of ass.
Michael Weatherby fucked Jessica Alba?
He was engaged to her.
Michael Weatherby from Bull.
Also from Dark Angel, where she was his co-star.
No, you're thinking Borealis.
No, I'm not.
Michael Weatherby was in NCIS.
How much do you want to bet? How much do you want to bet right now, Ed?
Wait,
Michael Weatherby.
Michael Weatherby was on Angel.
Was on Dark Angel.
Oh, Dark Angel. Sorry.
All right, where he was her co-star.
With Eliza Dushku?
No, with Jessica Alba.
I just like throwing out names now.
And Dushku was a regular on this show.
Yes, Dushku. Dushku?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dushibay.
I don't know.
It was Michael Weatherby on. Danny's fact-checking it right now and shaking his
head. But he has had major poontang.
Did you smell his dick when you were at the... I would have smelled his dick.
Nah, he washes, so no.
He washes in between scenes.
He has a girl.
You know the pitcher of water they put out for the lawyers? He's just dumping his balls and shit.
If you notice, the judge and nobody drinks from that.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Where's Weatherby? We need him on set. He's washing his dick again. He fucking got to
He's a sweetheart. He's a very nice guy.
Did you talk to him? Did you have a full...
Yes. We had a long conversation about David McCallum and about the man from U.N.C.L.E. and about Jessica Alba.
Did the conversation start with, you can untie me now?
No, not at all.
Just making sure.
No, they have PAs on the set. You can't tie people up like that.
I've tried. People they have PAs
no, he was. I got to tell you, out of everybody I've ever worked with, probably the nicest, most down to earth guy.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, he used to play guitar to make money down in the subways.
Oh, really?
He came from money in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And when he told his parents that he wanted to be an actor, they cut him off.
Wow.
Okay, and he was living the typical actor's life, like four guys in an apartment, making money any way that he could, playing the guitar down in the subways in order to make money. Yeah.
Well, when you look like Michael Weatherby, though, I mean, not a lot of the guys playing in the subway look like fucking a movie star. Come on now, let's be honest. They don't look like this guy. Michael Weatherby is ridiculously good looking. He was the main, I guess, next to Jethro, Leroy Gibbs on NCIS. He was the main piece of beefcake.
Yeah, for 12 fucking seasons he was on that show.
Yeah. And, but he was the main piece. That was the beefcake on that show. There was no. Yeah. No one was going, ooh, Proby. Oh, and rubbing their fucking dicks.
No, when I said to him, you work with one of my idols, he said, Mark Harmon. Yeah. And I looked at him like he had seven fucking heads. Mark Harmon. I said, look how old I am. What the fuck do I have to do with Mark? I said, no, David McCallum.
Yeah.
And he told me a couple of good stories about David McCallum.
Nice.
Like, David McCallum was married to Jill Ireland, who was also married to Charles Bronson.
Charles Bronson.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And she cheated on McCallum during the filming of The Great Escape with Charles Bronson.
Yeah.
There you go.
So,
who did she cheat with?
Charles
with
Bronson.
Oh, I thought it was only Bronson?
No, because she died when Bronson was married to her.
Cause wasn't who's it in The Great Escape too?
McCallum?
No, what the fuck's his name?
Who? Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen. Oh, I mean, if you had to choose between Bronson to fucking cheat with and Steve McQueen, McQueen.
You know, there are some women that have a sickness. They like ugly guys.
That's true.
They like heavy set guys. They like short guys. They like bald guys.
You're judging all my ex-girlfriends.
Yeah. Well,
you never know
what
psychosis they have in their mind. Just because they're good looking doesn't mean they're not sick.
Yeah. Right.
There you go.
So years later, I guess it was before Gardner died, he was going to do a guest spot on NCIS, James Gardner.
Yeah.
And McCallum, they did a table read, which is what you do before you shoot the show.
Yeah.
And McCallum came up to him and said, they're both dead, Jim. They're both dead. And they both did a little dance. Because Johnson and Jill Ireland were...
Are you guys talking about me?
Jerry, you there?
Yeah, I have food coming, guys.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right, but thank you for talking about me and talking me up.
Sorry, the big Hollywood fucking celebrity has food coming.
Catering.
Important.
I bet you ordered from Spago.
Yes.
Is it kosher? I hope it's kosher.
Is it Spago or Rayo?
Listen, I'm going to miss my lasagna and garlic.
Okay.
Well, your personal chef, Mr. Stofers, to go suck my dick. Have a good day,
sir. It's Marie Callender.
Oh, of course you went with the female chef. You whore.
Sarah Lee.
All right, I'll speak to you guys next week. Oh,
may you burn your tongue and look like Charles Bronson. Have a good day, sir.
Bye.
Bye. All right, and Carla Forrest, who was the other one that was trying to call in. Carla, you can call in now, because then she got mad at me because she goes, you said fucking 5 minutes. I did, but Jerry beat you to the punch.
That's right.
You got beat by a geriatric fucking man who eats lasagna.
That's right.
Okay? That's who beat you. Yeah. That's what happens. Okay? He was done smoking weed. He wanted to eat his lasagna, and he got a little conversation in.
Fantastic!
Because he was on Bull, and you weren't. I know you have good news, and you want to share the world.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah.
She good has news? Good news. Well, she owes me. Carla, is that you?
Yes, it is.
All right, Carla, first off, Carla owes me a blowjob.
Oh, good.
That's one thing that we have to establish.
Can I watch?
No, you can't.
I don't know. God, man.
Right now, I'm making a precedence. No.
Okay.
You cannot watch when Carla gives me a blowy.
How about a photograph or something?
Joe.
I got a small white dick. Carla's going to be quick about it, so don't worry about it.
You want to watch a woman eat like a Tic Tac or something?
It's not a Tic Tac.
Watch
it's
somebody like that on a train.
It's slightly bigger than a Tic Tac.
A cocktail flight.
It's more
there
like,
you go.
It's like a Tic Tac. It will melt in my mouth.
No, it's more like half a thing of Mentos.
It's like a little cocktail.
Right.
Yes.
That consults with that.
But it'll be inside her mouth, you jealous pricks. Anywho, let's go on to the reason why you're blowing me. Carla, congratulations. I hear you got a new job because of me. I guess.
Yes, I guess.
All right, so what's the job? Plug your shit. You tell the world. What are you doing?
I am actually starting my own Carla Kitty show again, but it's going to air through 1690 AM out of Omaha, and it's also an unfiltered radio talk show as well.
Whoa!
Okay,
very nice.
Yeah,
give us a time slot. So yeah, when's
it on? So I don't listen.
Wow. Our first show launch. Shut the fuck up, Eddie.
See?
Yeah.
If Billy didn't say wow, she would have fucking just went right through.
Yeah.
Billy's such a cunt.
Wow.
Go ahead.
It launches Saturday, 4 to 6 Central Standard Time. So I believe it'll be like 5 to 7 your guys' time.
So you're missing.
So yeah, everybody.
You're missing good public. You have to fucking do publicity. You should have been on from 6 to 9.
Yeah.
That would have been perfect for you.
I got it.
What?
Six to nine. I got it.
Would have been better for you.
Oh, my God.
It's
crazy.
Because
it is actually 106.9 AM.
Oh, there you go.
We got it all right.
Now, you said it's on an AM, so it's really terrestrial radio?
It's pretty much a podcast, but eventually, yes, it will spiral into something much larger.
Hopefully,
along the lines of your show. So
first off, you'll never be as big as the show.
We'll see. Not challenge on. Challenge accepted. Bitch.
Challenge accepted.
At least 300 pounds.
Well, yeah. How to make friends and influence others.
Well, wait, no offense. She does have a leg up. It's usually around somebody's neck. But you know, she's also a piece of ass. She'll probably fucking advance faster than we will.
That's for sure.
Fucking muttly looking motherfuckers like us.
Yeah. Everybody does this.
Everybody does.
Don't worry. I will not forget about the little people along the way.
Hey, leave my dick out of this.
Thank you.
God damn it.
Hey, remember, Marcus sat in the fourth chair last week.
Yeah.
So something good's going to happen to him.
That's true. Yeah.
No, doesn't he go on to fucking nothing? Isn't that usually how they leave? Fucking Craig went on and then ended up like fucking in deep shit with the law, and now he's like he was fucking married to a stripper or some shit.
Wait,
in LA.
I didn't hear the story. Yeah. What happened with Craig? Right,
good.
Supposedly
for him.
Craig met up with some kind of broad who had kids, and she was a stripper, and because he went to LA because Zach got him a job or something.
Yeah, he was such a cool guy.
No, he's a great guy. I have no ill will towards Craig. I love Craig.
I
can fucking leave her. Yeah. But Craig, I have no problem with him. But supposedly he went off to greener pastures, but then those greener pastures hit a wall full of meth.
Wow.
Not for him. I think the chick. So.
Well, he needs something to keep going around that pole.
Yeah. You got to stay awake. It's L.A. What do you want? But Carla's doing Nebraska, so. It's Nebraska?
And then in April, I'm supposed to be going to not Hugh Hefner's ranch, Dennis Hoff's ranch. So
yes,
there's a lot of things in the works for me.
So I'm going to make her a bunny, and I got her a job in radio, so I get a blowy and a hand job. That's what my present is.
I owe him twice.
You owe me twice.
Special man.
Don't worry, I come quick. It's all right. It'll be over before I know it.
Most white guys do. Wham bam. Thank you, ma'am.
But see, here's my problem. But let us establish this now. Besides, I have many problems. But here's my problem. Blowjobs don't make me come quick. I don't come from blowjobs a lot of the time. A hand job is what I like because I like the girl make out.
Do you find the sound of the vacuum upsetting?
No, I like my Electrolux.
Let it go.
It's good.
That's a good topic. You know, I think maybe a lot of men have that problem, actually.
Oh, that's true. Yes, I do. I have it, too.
We were discussing, by the way, and Carla could jump in because, you know, she's got a vagina. Mm-hmm. I had an ex-girlfriend that was horrible at giving blowjobs. And then somebody's like, is there any such thing as a bad blowjob?
Yeah,
I'm like,
really?
I mean, when there's a dick in the mouth, it's fine.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, if the girl doesn't know what she's doing... This is the same chick I peed in her mouth. Remember the story I peed in her mouth?
Oh, that's gross.
The same chick.
Oh.
She was horrible at blowjobs.
What did we do? For revenge?
No. You know, now I got to tell the story. We fucked.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like a fucking rabbit I fuck. My dick doesn't go down. I'll shoot a load, and my dick won't go down. No. So, like, my dick was still hard, so my dick is still hard. She starts, for some odd reason, after we just had sex, I don't know if she wanted to taste herself, she started blowing me. So she starts blowing me, and, but, like...
Holy Testicle Tuesday.
But you know how normally...
You lost your boner.
No, I didn't lose my boner. In fact, my boner was fucking cocksure. But you know how, like, after a guy comes, we're very sensitive?
Oh, sure.
Like, or anything, like... She starts licking the head of my cock like a moron. Mm-hmm. And I literally shot a nice wad of piss right in her fucking mouth. And then she goes...
That was fun.
And it must have hit the back of her throat and then went down. Because she must have just swallowed all in one shot. She goes, was that cum or was that piss? And I'm just like, it was cum, baby. Yeah, it was cum. Yeah. Meanwhile, my dick is not down at all because now I got to pee. So now my dick is just like standing. You know, like the morning erection when you got to pee? So now it's doing the Zig Heil out of my fucking underwear.
So we got to ask, what was so horrible about it?
Oh, her blowjobs were just fucking horrendous.
She
didn't.
Teeth.
No, she didn't. No. She never bit.
That's
thank
pretty
God.
Much what's bad.
No. There is a suck. You got to be able to suck right.
Well, what?
There has to be the proper. It's you're like a Dyson. You need the proper amount of suction. You need to get in there, and you need to have the
get
perfect. Plus,
here.
Also, hold on. You also need the hand.
I don't know. I,
go ahead. Wait. Let me make my point, and then you can tell me I'm wrong. You need the hand, the jerking nature, and the blowjob nature have to work in unison. Some girls have no rhythm, and they start jerking and blowing, and it's just horrible.
What are they trying to do, knock out their front teeth?
They might.
Please demonstrate on Joe.
Joe, whip out your small cock. Get over
here. Sounds mysterious. Should I be jealous?
Why they call it a blowjob? It's really all about sucking.
All right, stop being fucking psychological over there, Confucius.
Really, you know?
No!
So, yeah, that is what's wrong with her blowjobs. They were fucking horrible.
Oh.
I have come from a bunch of women blowing me.
Well, you should have told
a bunch. The only thing that was a plus with that was she swallowed. Because I had good taste in cum, Danny.
Pineapple?
Yep.
Oh.
I had the good cum.
I gotta try that.
Yep.
And this was her on a way out.
Finally, the nightmare ends.
Hey, I broke up with her, so shut up. What do you got for me, Carla? Because you wanted to butt in.
I'm not saying you're wrong, because I just think every guy has their own specific technique that they like. I mean, as me being with multiple men, one guy likes it only when I lick the tip of his head. One guy likes more hand motion. One guy likes more sucking motion. So it just depends on the individual itself.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, then you got to ask your cousins what they like. I understand.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, there's many
of them. You have a little one, so it's really hard to work with. So I can't imagine what you went through.
Fuck you.
It's awful hard to communicate with a cocker spaniel.
Yeah, would you? It's not a fucking red. Look, let me tell you, it's not a red rocket. She's lying just because it's small for Carla. Because Carla likes giant black cock.
I'm not hungry.
Yeah, she likes giant black cock with a kickstand and somebody rides it on the way in. It's fucking you. That's the cock Carla likes. So any cock that you show, because she's seen my cock. I've got nothing but compliments about my penis.
Oh, really?
Yes, my mother is very nice.
Okay.
You're a jerk, you know that?
I know. Yes, all right, Carla, I got to hang up on you because I'm done because you made fun of my penis.
No problem.
All right.
Okay, buddy.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Congratulations.
Bye, you too. Bye.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Luck.
Thank you.
You're good. Bye. She owes me a blowjob, remember that. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're taking a break because if we don't, Danny will punch me in the dick that we were just talking about.
That's right.
We'll be right back after these words.
Ham radio. Okay, I'm shutting up. Why should I continue to keep yapping when I'm told to shut up? I'm not the kind that don't know when to stop. Shut up!
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout of 4, it doesn't matter. Cut and style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
Creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor, are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, and you are listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio. Bang, bang!
The Facebooks today that we were going to do some breaking news. We're going to break some news right now.
It's about time.
Where?
And Joe's all pissed because I haven't told him anything.
Nobody tells me nothing.
Because
man.
You have a big mouth.
Well, that's true.
Edith, you have a big mouth.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a story going around about a WWE wrestler, the Cruiserweight champion, former now Cruiserweight champion, Enzo Amore. Who has been fired.
He was released.
No, that's a fuck. It's fired. Stop it with your wrestling double talk shit. He got fired.
Or as somebody else says, Carney speak?
Yes, it's Kizarni. He got released, a.k.a. fired from the WWE, due to the fact that he has been, alleged allegations have been made of rape.
Yep.
All right, so rape. Now, these are not sexual misconduct.
This is actual rape.
This is rape, this is has been alleged towards Mr. Enzo Amore, whose real name escapes me right now, and I don't need Danny.
Bob from Jersey.
No, his name is not Bob from Jersey. Can you get his real name, please, Danny? I don't
Eric
have his real
Eddie
name.
Eddie something.
Well, a girl has come forward. This supposedly happened in October of last year.
Okay.
The girl's name is Philomena. I don't have her last name right in front of me right now, but thank you. She goes by, there you go, Philomena, a.k.a. Miss Gucci Witch, via the YouTubes and the Facebooks and the Twitters and
her.
Sounds
like, is she a wrestler, too?
No, she's not. She's she's a wannabe YouTube celebrity.
Okay.
Now, supposedly,
and now a former ring rat.
Well, yeah. Well, now let me see if I can get this. Is the
credibility already?
This was the, I believe, the audio of her. So let me just double check this and get this ready to go here. She was there. We go.
Oh, what a cute
this.
Kid!
His real name is Eric.
Eric. This is the girl. She's released her name because she talked to TMZ Sports.
Ellen Phoenix.
No. That's not the audio. Goddamn white people. Anyway, so she came out and made a statement. Let me see. There it is. That's the one I want. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, no. This is a guy yelling about the fucking audio. Goddamn white people. Anyway, so she came out and made a fucking, her point that Enzo, on numerous occasions during a certain part of the night, back in October, in, I believe it was Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah.
He supposedly forced himself on, because there's no point of going into all the grueling details.
Sure, go into details.
Well, no. I put your pants back on, Joe. He ripped her leggings open, threw her on the bed, and supposedly she got knocked out from that. Because there's multiple conflicting stories about that.
All right, now, there was somebody that was on their 25th anniversary show this past Monday. There.
Yes.
Right? Big name, comes out, does all kinds of shit in the beginning of the show. He's done shit like that for years.
What? Austin did not ever get charged with rape.
No, but
he got charged with beating his wife at one point.
Right, but this is...
But he didn't get charged with rape. So it's slightly different.
These are the things that went on. They've all... Nah, I shouldn't say they all, because there were those that probably
I'd like
didn't.
To see where Billy's but going with this, because I don't know.
Many of them all have done that. You go to the hotel room, and they do that shit.
Is that like groupies
I'm not
or something
saying,
like
yeah.
Are you? Wait, hold on. One at a fucking time. Are you excusing his actions?
No.
I don't understand.
I'm not. I'm
so
just
then
saying.
So why are you saying that? So where is your point?
This is nothing new. This has gone on in the wrestling business forever.
It's going on in the world. It doesn't have to just be the wrestling
business.
But
the wrestling business.
I'm really trying to understand your point.
The rig rats, they come back, and this is what happens.
Okay. I think what Billy's trying to say
please,
is...
Yes, please, someone... Who speaks Billy in the room?
No, I think what Billy's trying to say is this is like rock groupies and things like that. These girls are there for that reason.
Right.
We can't... Yeah, but here's the thing. We cannot say that because we don't know what the fuck is going
no,
on.
No, I understand
so
what you're
saying. That's what I'm
saying.
But
under
yes,
the
but
climate
on,
we're in
hold
today,
on, hold on,
you know,
hold on,
it,
hold
it's
on.
News.
Joe. Hold on doesn't mean keep talking.
Well,
hold
let me
on.
Finish my thought.
No, that's why I'm saying hold on.
You little prick.
The point is, you can't say that about this chick because we don't know if that's what it is.
Yeah.
So you can't say that this is the way it happens. We
not
can't,
saying
we don't
about
know.
Her in
this
general.
Is the environment Eric, Enzo, or whatever, was in.
Yeah.
This is what they kind of learn and work their way through.
Yes, but right. Still, it doesn't
it
matter.
It doesn't make
if
it right.
Well, then
but
stop saying it that way.
This is what goes on.
You're saying it goes on that
I
way.
Didn't say it. I didn't say it's right.
I'm
just
not
said
saying
these
you're
are things
saying
that
it right,
go
you
on.
See, yes, but you're kind of making an excuse like this is what happens.
I'm not. I'm just stating a fact that this shit has been going on and
yes,
goes on
but this
on
shit
forever.
Goes on all the time. It doesn't matter if it's the wrestling business or not. is my point. You're making it sound like, oh, it's a wrestling business. So this just happens.
It's any business. Baseball.
That's my point.
Yeah. Tons of.
But that's
right
my
now,
point, Joe.
Yeah. Tons of musicians are getting nailed
okay, so,
on this
shit. So basically what Billy's trying to say, which was, I don't understand why the fuck we went all the way around this bush that Billy had to fucking do.
Billy Bush.
Billy's saying that girls show up and want to get laid by fucking athletes. Is that what you're saying?
Well, they're like groupies.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Okay, but that we don't know if this chick's a groupie is my point. So we can't say that is my other point that I made in the beginning of this conversation.
Right, but I'm saying from his point of view, this is what they do and expect.
But it doesn't matter what he expects. Rape is rape. If it
that doesn't matter. That is correct. But also, at the same point, like they touted one of the big celebrities this week who's been fucking on the... A lot of people have
said
nothing but
that. Can you stop speaking in riddles? Can you just say they fucking touted and then say the name of the celebrity?
Right. You had Austin.
Who?
He let off the whole show.
Okay, thank you.
He's...
Jesus Christ. Why do we have to figure shit out?
Was this forcible rape, Edward?
What?
Was this forcible rape?
I mean, that's what she...
Well, that's what she's aware
of.
Now, hold on. Danny's got the audio. This fucking totally veered off from what I want to discuss. Because Billy fucking... We understand that there are groupies, Billy. You didn't have to explain that to people. But what I'm saying to you is that it doesn't matter, because that sounds a lot like an excuse.
It's not.
You're saying that Enzo, Enzo was in.
Right. They present them, and these are the stories that go on when they're on the road. These are the things that they're told to do, this, that, and the other thing.
Okay, but that's a little different than what your beginning story was, is my point. How you just presented it right there the second time is a little better than how you presented it the first time.
Well,
the first time you were saying,
"Let me run it past the writers and see what they said."
Thank you. We need to fucking have that with you. Because, like, the way you first made it sound was like that it was an excuse for Enzo.
It's
that
not
this
an
is
excuse.
The world he's in, so this happens.
You jumped to that conclusion.
That's
before
how you said
I,
it.
That because you jumped to that conclusion. You never let me get to that point,
dude. That's how you said it.
But
it doesn't matter. That's how you said it.
Giggles wrote, "This is a great example why I don't talk to Billy."
Thank you.
Communications are grueling.
It is. It's like pulling fucking teeth. And
it's
then Billy,
not pulling teeth.
And this is
Billy,
the woman who loves you,
and then
Bill.
And then the best part is Billy doesn't see it, and he gets mad with you when you fucking answer him.
Well,
like,
you are.
I don't know what the fuck you're saying. I don't know what you're saying. And then he gets mad with you because he goes, "Well, stupid, this is what I said." And you're like, "That's not what you said." That's the fucking point. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Can we go past this part?
I passed it.
Yes.
I passed it 5 minutes ago.
There are women out there that this happened. Billy would like everyone to know that there was something called groupies. Thank you, Billy.
Thank you.
You need further answers, go rent the movie Almost Famous.
Yeah, whatever. Do whatever
I'm
you
just
want.
Saying. I'm not fucking shitting on you, but it was a roundabout fucking way to get to your point.
What I said, it's the environment they're in. You go on the road, these are what they do. These are the stories that they're told that happened and what they did.
Okay, but
so
you
they
don't,
try
you,
to
you,
go and redo the same
I know, but
shit.
You don't hear that? That sounds a little bit like, it sounds like an excuse for Enzo.
No.
The way you're saying that, this is what they do.
This is what they've been, like, they hear the stories of. We had fucking Jake Roberts on.
Yes, we
told
did.
Great stories. Pretty much the same shit. How you get women together, you make them do shit, you do this, you do that. It's the same fucking thing.
I know, but never mind. I'm stuck in the Billy Vortex. All right, now over here you have the audio of Philomena, right?
Yeah.
Philomena, who's on TMZ and pretty much came out and she, the reason why we can even say her name is she made everything public. Okay, let's play that right now. Well, hold on, Joe.
Cut it off because you know the commercial is going to fucking play.
It really is?
Yeah, probably.
Let's see. Nothing's playing right now. It's a big black fucking screen.
Fucking TMZ.
She's pulled herself off the video.
No, she hasn't, because she's trying that. That's one of the fucking art. No, that's it.
Still sitting on the couch, and he proceeded to literally just pick me up, flip me over, rip my tights off, and like just completely started sexually assaulting me. He like came over and he was trying to come on to me, and I was like, no, I want to get to know you first, like. I literally hadn't even had, like, a one-on-one conversation with him. And he was like, girl, are you kidding me? Like, you should be begging for this dick. I have a million followers on Instagram. And as soon as he came back into the room, he, like, picked me up, flipped me over, ripped my tights open. And I was like, whoa, 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 like, no. And I said no, countless times, I just kept saying, like, no. But then at one point, he literally, like, put me in, like, a... I don't know what it's called, but, like, he just wrapped my arms around me and, like, grabbed me from behind. and bent me over and just started going at it from the back. And he did that for a little bit, but then he brought me into the bedroom. Ooh. He carried me into the bedroom. Like, I was saying no the whole time. I was like, please stop. Like, I was crying. I was like, please stop. Like, just please stop. Like, I don't want to do this. And as soon as we got to the bedroom, he literally, like, chucked me onto the bed. And I, like, smashed my, it was, like, probably, like, right here on my head so hard that, like, I literally passed out. And I, like, I don't know how long I was passed out for, but I definitely passed out because when I woke up, I was, like, he was still having sex with me. And, like, my head hurt so bad and I was dazed and confused. And I remember saying no again, like, just, like, get off of me. Like, and at one point he did flip me over on my back and I was trying to kick him off and he, like, held my legs down. And I know he used a condom because when I woke up in the morning, like, after all of it had happened, like, there was a used condom on the floor. Like, I don't remember when we stopped having sex. All I know is I woke up the next morning.
And what was it like in the morning? Was he still there? What was the circumstances in the morning?
He was still there. He was still asleep. And I grabbed my things. And as I was grabbing my things, he woke up. And I asked him, I was like, where's my dress? And he laughed at me and goes, ha, it's everywhere.
So...
Where's her what?
Her dress.
Sounds like rape to me.
Okay, it's pretty damaging stuff. But here, yeah. Now, here is where we start getting into the nitty-gritty. Now, we're dealing with a girl who, when you look at it on face value, right there, it's pretty fucking damaging.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So now, if you watch the video on TMZ Sports... Which is where the video, when she got the interview and she did everything. Mm-hmm. She looks like the girl next door. She's wearing an oversized sweatshirt. She's got her hair with a little, headband going on. She looks like, Mary USA goes to your door and asks for a cup of sugar. Okay? That's what we have there.
Okay.
So then what happened was... Through some rumblings from certain people, who shall remain nameless, these are other people, not who we're talking about, they Googled her name. When her name came up, if you Google her full name, in Philomena, was it Danny Philomena Sheehan or something like that?
Yeah.
If you Google her name, just Google Enzo and Philomena, you'll get the fucking, the whole thing. You start to hear stories where... Number one, she has been inside of psychiatric facilities multiple times. Oh. She has also faked a pregnancy, and she goes and admits it in a video that she posted about her drug use, and then she's happy about it. Her drug use, faked a pregnancy, has, been in a psychiatric facility. To the point when she faked the pregnancy so much, and you can find that video online if you want to look for it. I'm not going to play all the audio here.
Sure, yeah.
But she admits and is laughing about it, loves what she's talking about, to the point where the gentleman that's involved in the video that she's talking about gets $800 from his brother for an abortion.
Uh-huh.
And then she goes, no, there's no baby.
Oh.
Okay, so
I guess she's not credible.
Well, that's what I'm saying is it pokes a lot of holes in her credibility. Right. Now,
sure.
Further...
It definitely does attack a character.
Yeah. Now, further down the road, we also have... Well, that will be Exhibit A. Okay?
Hey.
So now we're going to go to Exhibit B. A YouTube guy on his own, this guy over here, Sam Cook, who is another YouTube... aficionado / celebrity, I guess, who's friends with her, or at least, acquaintances or whatnot.
Did they share the same psychiatric
facility? This I'm not aware of. However, he releases a video that's entitled WWE Enzo Amore is Innocent, Receipts Provided. He has evidence in this video, which I'll play right now, which shows Philomena in a kind of different light than she presented to TMZ. Let's play that.
Very odd to me, and I was instantly kind of intrigued, and I was like, what the fuck's going on? I didn't think it was going to get any attention, but it has, and I've gotten hate for it, and people are saying shit about me, so I just wanted to come on here and show you some receipts I have. So, Thursday, October 19th, 5:46 a.m., Philomena says, Rachel says yes, and then Rachel sends a screenshot of Tupor telling people she's going to have a meetup in Phoenix tomorrow, which was October 19th. She said that on at 3:30 a.m. So that was like that same morning. And then Philly says, I'm going to fucking rehab today or to get a ketamine infusion. Rachel. And then Rachel said, what, why? And then Philomena says right here, okay. Now notice the wording on this. I met Tupor and did coke with her, Tyler, and then read this next part. And fuck their friend. So ignore what you're saying. Picture didn't happen.
Okay, so now she's there's this chick named Tupor, which I don't even know how that fits into this whole thing. I don't know if that's Enzo in the scenario. Like, I don't know if that's his rap name or whatever the fuck, because he also was a rapper, the same thing.
Oh, man,
in this whole thing, but the evidence that this kid is showing is from Philomena, the girl in question. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to say allegedly, because I'm not going to get fucking sued on this.
I just
said it says, I met Tupor and did coke with her, Tyler, and fucked their friend. Now, their friend in question, I believe, is Enzo. Now, this is where it gets even more damaging.
That's what but he wants you
notice
to
how,
believe.
Wait, hold
if
on.
If you raped, you wouldn't say you fucked someone. You'd say someone raped you.
Exactly. Now, if you got raped, would you say that you fucked somebody, or would you say that dude raped me?
I'd be at the police office.
Yes.
I'd be at a hospital.
Yes, getting a rape kit done by the Phoenix PD. Now, wait, it gets even worse.
And at this point, too, notice how she didn't say anything about meth. All she was, I did coke with her and Tyler and fucked their friend. And then she emphasizes fucked. Like, she really wanted her to know, like... Hold my thing.
She made the point that she fucked him.
Why do you keep correcting? Like, you're literally correcting yourself from saying and fuck their friend, and she corrects it to fucked. Bitch, if you were raped, shouldn't fuck be a typo for rape? Not fuck is a typo for fucked? I'm sorry. I'm just pointing this out because this is very odd.
Now, that makes he's making a very, very good point. If you say you're raped, you wouldn't say you fucked.
Right.
You would say, I got raped last night. Please, you know, call the police. Help me. Anything else other than bragging about it, allegedly, bragging about it via text messages on your phone, which this guy has legitimate, I want to say, they're legitimate, at least screen grabs from her phone. Okay, and then it goes on even more to, hold on, yet again, we're in the middle of something, people.
Then it
goes on a little bit more and explains that there is a wrestler involved.
And then Rachel said, don't lie, you dumbass bitch, because Rachel just didn't want to believe that Philly would have had sex with Enzo, because Rachel was, you know, clout gang, fucking, not clout gang, that's rice gum. Anyway, goth boy, like, whatever, that's their whole
he's
thing.
He's speaking YouTube-ese, I don't fucking know what he's saying.
And Philly said, my roommates would see you, bitch, so no, we wouldn't. That was when she lived with her sobriety group, you know what I mean? So then Philly said, where's the selfie with her? She's trying to ask for proof that she was even with Tupor, but honestly, she definitely was with Tupor. Like, all these receipts, she showed DMs, I've seen texts, like, she definitely was there that night at the Paradon. Then Philomena says, though, believe it or not, bitch, it happened. And I'm laying in bed next to a famous wrestler.
I'm laying in bed next to a famous wrestler.
Oh, that doesn't sound rapish.
Now, that doesn't sound rapish. That sounds as if we're dealing with
a groupie,
right?
Who, to go back to Billy's groupie thing, a groupie, a ring rat, aka a ring rat, who went out there and did this,
looking for a celebrity.
Now I understand. Dawn is now saying that, hi guys, the WWE didn't fire Enzo because he raped someone. Wrestlers are supposed to inform the WWE. Dawn, I'm full aware of this. I was getting to that point. That the WWE supposedly... Now, this is yet again from the dirt sheets, so you have to say allegedly. Enzo Amore was supposedly let go for a multitude of reasons.
Right.
One of which, he had a lot of heat in the backstage area because no one liked him. That's number one.
They've even worked that into storylines.
Yes, that's number one. Number two, he supposedly, since this happened in October, withheld this information from the WWE administration because he knew that this girl was going to claim rape charges.
It's trouble.
That's bad. If you're a corporation, that's what's going to happen. A corporation is not going to sit idly by and just go, you should have fucking told us, stupid. Why didn't you fucking do it? So automatically, I understand that. And Dawn is making the point, you know, there is, let me just read her thing here. The WWE finds out before you tell them, they will suspend and pass a further investigation. Enzo Amore is his stage name. I understand that is his stage name. I don't want to fucking just call Eric because we're talking about Enzo Amore right now. The point that I'm trying to make on top of everything else is the evidence keeps folding towards that we are dealing with what Billy was referring to, a.k.a. as a ring rat. Someone who went out of her way to have sex with a pro wrestler.
Right.
This case, Dawn, Enzo Amore, his stage name. Okay? Now, that's where we are kind of going at right now. That's where we are.
Well, at least that's what we seem to
know. That's what I said. That's where we're at. This is the world we're in right this very second. Now, yet again, believe it or not, bitch, it happened. I'm laying in bed next to
believe
a famous wrestler.
Or not, bitch, it happened. And I'm laying in bed next to a famous wrestler.
Believe it or not, bitch, I'm laying in bed next to a famous wrestler.
Those receipts kind of go on for a while, just a lot of back and forth. Basically, Philomena explaining, you know, I have to go to rehab, my dad's making me, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, so you can watch the rest of that video. I'm not fucking playing the whole goddamn thing. The whole point is that it seems like the credibility of this girl right now, and let me also make the point, before somebody fucking, you know, goes ape shit, I am not attacking the victim. If she is a victim, I don't know if Enzo didn't rape her. I don't know if he did rape her.
Right.
I don't know if Danny didn't come in the room and rape her. I don't know what happened. Nobody does, with the exception of these two people.
At least these
okay?
two. It may you have
know,
been other
the
people
only
present.
Two that know if a rape occurred. Because there's no other witnesses. It's supposedly just Enzo and her
right.
in the room. Now, there seems to be other things going on here, which brings us to Pervy the Clown. Yesterday, when I posted a video and a detailed article about this girl, Philomena, there was an article called Five Facts You Need to Know About Philomena. Okay, now these are all facts. The fake pregnancy, the drug rehab, the psychiatric consults, all that stuff.
Right.
Now, they're all facts. These have been proven shit. This is shit that she has proven. Okay? But Pervy the Clown looks at the picture of the girl, and he looks back to me. First, he wrote something on my Facebook, and then he deleted it very quick. Okay? Then he wrote me privately. And he said, I know this girl.
Okay.
I hired this girl. This girl works for me. She has been working for me. She's done stuff with me. She has been in multiple videos, multiple cam sessions, multiple this, that, and the other. And we'll get him on because I think Danny said I got to go to break.
She's right. an actress.
So she's been in multiple things where points that he has been making to me were there? They were foursomes and fivesomes and this, that, and the thirdsomes of all things. Now, I'm not discrediting her fucking story because she is.
We're not saying because she's done that.
That means
this
that
is
rape
all
didn't
she
happen.
Ever does.
Yeah, I'm not discrediting her story and saying,
right.
okay, Enzo didn't rape her because she's been naked in movies. That doesn't. That's not
that
what
doesn't
I'm saying.
Change anything. If
what
if
I'm saying is though. We need to put a spotlight on an accuser because yet again on this show, we have taken the firm stance that accusations does not equal guilt. Okay?
Absolutely.
So if we're going to... Now, look, I don't even like Enzo Amore. All right? But I'll be damned if someone's going to lose their livelihood over somebody who might not have the greatest credibility in the world to come out and say stuff. So what we're going to do now, we'll take a break. When we come back, I will get Pervy the Clown on the phone, and we will talk to him about how he's been now talking to TMZ, because they're about to blow the lid off of this very story. So sit back, relax. Let's take a break right now, Danny. When we come back, we got more on this story. We're going to break it down for you as only we can. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words.
The most dangerous 4 hours of radio today, and quite possibly even tomorrow, but not so much the next day. You get the idea. This is Ham Radio. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show. Why? Because we can.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. Yes, sir. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray and step around the heart of it. New York, New York.
This is Uncle Eddie's Ham Radio. We'll be right back as soon as we clear the stench from the studio.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout for 4, it doesn't matter. Cut and style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. ondemandsalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
We'll be right back.
Hi there, I'm Carl Weathers. You know, I've been maimed and left for dead by a predator. I've been scared to death by an alligator head. Hell, I've even been pummeled by an Italian guy and beaten to death by a huge steroid-filled Russian. But nothing in my movies has prepared me for the beating I took at the hands of Ham Radio.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What, are you stupid?
Yeah. ED Publications. That's right, ED Publications. Proudly serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years. That's two decades, people. They know what they're doing. You need to find out what they're doing. So go to edpublications.com. That's edpublications.com. Just remember Ed. All right, remember Uncle Ed. edpublications.com. Proudly serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years. Okay? They know what they're doing. You find out what they're doing and all the stuff they're doing because their website is chock full of awesome stuff, details that you need to know. So go to edpublications.com. That's edpublications.com and tell them that Uncle Eddie sent you. Yeah, edpublications.com.
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Neil Diamond announced his retirement from touring after the legendary singer revealed he was recently diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Processing the bad news, no doubt an angry Neil Diamond is shaking his fist at the sky, as well as shaking his fist at the ground, while he showers, sleeps, while he drives. Bill Cosby continues to be seen more in public with his first stand-up comedy gig at a jazz club performing to an older crowd. Let's just say if he had any aspirations of drugging female fans, playing to a more mature crowd presented a seemingly endless number of wrinkles in his plan. Jersey Shore's Mike the Situation Sorrentino has officially pled guilty to income tax evasion. Nervously waiting in hopes of not receiving multiple and equally awful sentences, well, at least now Mike knows how all of his English teachers felt. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter, at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
A fitting song. Where I stand.
Yeah.
Where I stand, me to hold your hand. Cause I'm just a girl. It's the Ham Radio Show.
Hello, baby.
718-577-1389. We're live here on HamRadioShow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Thank you for listening to our program. All right, so where we left off, by the way.
You were about to do the Tide Challenge?
I was going to do the Tide Pod Challenge, but then I turned out that all I want is that finished stuff. It's delicious. Yeah. We were going to try to get a hold of Pervy the Clown, so I got to make I gotta fix my thing here and get this going here so I can do that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Push buttons.
I got to push some buttons. Hold on for a minute.
Six, six, six.
That's not his number.
6699.
It's 555, Bill.
Mockingbird.
You guys are fucking up my typing.
I know. It's tough. But don't worry. Hey.
The computer files were destroyed.
No, they weren't. They're still here.
Nobody will ever know.
All right, so let's get Pervy on the phone here. Yay, we're ringing.
That's a bonus.
Yep.
We usually don't do that.
There we go.
Hey, yeah.
Clear.
Please hold. Hold.
He's probably looking at the number going, I don't know what the fuck is this.
Boy,
I did just text him to tell him.
Okay.
In captivity.
Please leave your message for...
Oh,
Did you put in the right digits?
I did put the right digits in.
Okay.
I'll do it again.
He's in England, right?
No, he's not in England.
He's not in England.
Joe, what show do you fucking listen to?
I thought Pervy was in England. Didn't we interview a Pervy in England?
Yes, there was a guy from England, yeah. He liked to...
No, he wasn't Pervy. That was Mr. Methane. He farted. Yes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
two different
guy,
fucking people.
The guy he did the national anthem with his ass.
Yes, two different fucking people.
Yeah, I know, but it was very interesting.
One was a clown. One was a superhero who farted.
He farted, yeah. Right.
God damn it.
He was good, too.
On a wood table.
I had it up to... Here.
I'm lost. What time is it?
It is 38 minutes after the hour.
All right. And what show am I listening to?
The Ham Radio Show live.
Okay.
Here in, of course, beautiful scenic Staten Island, New York.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get Pervy on the phone because... Yeah.
Please leave your message for...
I don't want to fucking
Pervy.
Leave him for Pervy.
Leave your message.
Let me
for
see
Pervy.
If I'll leave him a message. Hold on.
You sure he's not in England?
No, he's not
positive.
In England.
Positive.
Pervy! Call the show. It's the Ham Radio Show. 1-718-577-1389. Want to get into this whole Philomena TMZ story whenever you get back. All right? All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you.
Short, right. Sweet to the point. I
yeah,
like it.
Thank you. All right. But so just so we can go back to this, and I wish that he was fucking on the phone right now, but of course he's not.
Yeah, well,
so then we get to talking. Just to catch up what we're talking. We're talking about the Enzo Amore alleged rape charges, which have now cost him a job with the WWE.
Yeah.
Okay. So now he's lost his job. He's nowhere to be found when it comes to that. He's no longer the Cruiserweight Champion. He's no longer working in the WWE. So now where we're at is last night after I post the story about her, where it gives you the inside track on the... fake pregnancy, the mental institution stuff, the drug stuff, all kinds of good
right.
stuff.
Her stability has been...
Her credibility. Not her stability, her credibility, quite frankly. Her stability I don't give a shit about. Mm. It's her credibility that we care about because, yet again, we here at the Ham Radio Show have taken a firm stance on the not believing in that allegations equal guilt.
Yes.
We're trying to make sure that this snowball effect...
This ain't France!
Yes, and quite frankly, first off and foremost, we agree with the hashtag MeToo. We agree with the hashtag Time's Up.
Yes.
But the fact of the matter is, not all men are fucking assholes and mistreat women. It's not all fucking men.
This is McCarthyism.
Yeah. It's literally anybody with a penis we're going after now.
That's right. Penis.
It's the red penis all over it.
You have the penis.
You're correct, sir.
So last night, though.
Coming for you.
After I talked to him and I posted the article, and I said, so the chick that says Enzo Amore raped her seems to have a past where she has faked a pregnancy and has a raging drug addiction. She has been in and out of rehab numerous times, and she decided to make her name public via TMZ. This story is effing nuts, because I'm trying to see where we're going with it. Pervy the Clown, who, by the way, has been contacted by TMZ, because he hired her. The girl in question, Philomena Sheehan or Sheenahan or whatever the name is, Philomena, let's just say Philomena.
P.S.
Philomena... the girl worked through his webcam studio.
Okay.
Okay? He has pictures having foursomes of the chick in question, Philomena, having foursomes and whatnot. So now I go down here. He goes, I have a ton of orgy pictures and this, that, and everything because she worked for him. He has legal documentation of her working for him. Now, the reason why we bring this up, because yet again, we want to make this abundantly clear, we're not saying that Enzo Amore raped this girl. We're not saying Enzo Amore didn't rape this girl. We are not taking a stance and saying that we know for a fact that this did not happen. We're not saying that. We're also not saying...
Still need all the evidence to come in.
Exactly. We also are not saying because this girl has a past in the porn industry... that she automatically is to blame, and this rape is nothing. It's not a rape. What are you talking about? We're not saying that. Because Billy, during the fucking... He's more eloquent, by the way, when the mics aren't on.
He is.
He said off air that he said, point blank, if you were the filthiest, dirtiest porn star, you still could get raped, and we should believe you if there is an actual rape.
Prostitutes get raped.
Absolutely.
You know, and I mean...
It happens. It
does,
happens.
And it's real.
It's real, and it happens. And the fact of the matter is, we don't know if this poor girl was raped. I don't know. We are not attacking the victim and saying automatically that she is just a, you know, fucking fibber. We're not saying that. What we are saying, though, is, number one, no charges have been filed, by the way. We like to bring that up. No charges have been filed.
Correct.
All right. It's the
Uncle Eddie.
Hey, it's Pervy the Clown on the phone. Thank God, because I was rambling. I was so rambling into because you have more evidence that I need. Thank you. You have more evidence that I can't say. You would have to say these things, and I can't say them because she, this girl Philomena, worked with for you, not with you, for you.
Yeah.
So
for me.
Yeah. Yep. So Pervy has documentation that this chick. Worked for him on webcams, in orgy stuff, all kinds of stuff. Now, by the way, I have in my possession a couple of pictures. If Billy would like to be the the person to just witness that I have like this. Look, Billy, let's go down here, sir. Is that the girl in question?
That appears to be. Yes.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. It's not the girl. We're not saying that this might be the girl. Pervy the Clown, our boy, Pervy the Clown, friend of this very program.
Poor guy.
You know, he went out there. He went out there and he said, like, I hired this chick to do stuff and be a part of the world in which he comes from. So now, I tell him last night, you need to contact TMZ because this is not a one-sided argument anymore. Because you have a lot of her backstory. You know a lot more in detail of what was going on, and you had some stuff that you want that you told me today about her behind the scenes stuff. Now, if you want to go into that,
oh,
Pervy.
Yeah,
go ahead, Pervy.
Definitely, yeah. She responded to me because I also, you know, not only do I work with porn stars, I also in my hometown area I'll run an ad for girls that or couples that want to be on the show for fill-ins. That way I, got fill-in shows as well. And, I'm not just waiting on porn stars to do shows. Well, Philly responded to one of my ads, and she came over and met me. And cute little girl, young thing. And she asked me about the show, and she kept asking. She kept wanting to know how big of a porn star I was. And also the ad is to be on TV because of course I'm on D-Movie TV as well on the weekends. So her big thing about it was the TV and the porn star issue. She didn't care about, getting wiped out on the show. She didn't care to ask about if there was going to be sex involved. She didn't care about none of that.
She was up for anything is what you're saying.
Yeah, and at that point, I was, thinking, why wouldn't this girl care about what's going to happen on the show? So, and that kind of got to me right there, because when I get together with anybody, an actor, whatever, even if they ain't, they want to talk about what's going to happen. What's going to happen to me? What are we going to do? She didn't care to ask none of that. So at that point, it kind of made me wonder about her. And then so I offered her a cam model position. So I'm like, Philly, would you just like to start camming first? And then we could go from that to working you on the Pervy the Clown show. And she said, that's fine. She said, that's fine. She asked if she would be able to have sex with other females and men. I told her that was up to her. That a lot of our cam people, they'll get together and they'll work together and stuff, but they talk about what they're going to do together between themselves. I'm not the one putting her, you together with them to have sex or anything. That's on you if you want to work together.
All right. So, hold on. So you get to the because we're running. I want to make sure that we get everything out.
Yeah.
So now she's engulfed in this world. All right. So go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And then her behind the scenes.
So at that point, Philly proceeded to start her first day of camming off. She worked with one girl that day, which was Kinky Candy, her first day. Her second day she came in, I actually had some cam stars, award-winning cam stars, which were a tight couple, were in town. So she wanted to have sex with them, and she kept asking me. She's like, hey, can I have sex with that couple? And I'm like, well, I don't know. You'd have to ask that couple. Well, they were in town from Canada, and, you know, a lot of people fly into town to do shows with me. Well, she started to ask them, and they were like, okay. And, well, not only that, she asked another girl to be involved and another guy to be involved. Well, the one girl didn't show up, so Philly got really mad. And she told Kinky Candy that she was going to blackmail Tight Couple, which was Scott from Tight Couple.
Oh, wow.
And didn't go down with the sex scene. At that point, I'm like, whoa, you're kidding me. She did not do that. And Candy's like, yeah, she's doing it. She's acting like that. And another girl that cams in my house, at that point, she came up and she said, hey, you better watch that girl. She's talking about blackmailing people. So I was like, oh, shit.
Now, see, by the way, Pervy, like I said before, Pervy has a brand that he has to protect.
Sure.
So he wouldn't just come out here and lie and say, you know, like made up bullshit. Oh, by the way, I know this chick. He has all the evidence you could ever want. He has all the documentation. He can prove.
Yeah, I have pictures of orgies with her. I have videos. I'm the only guy that has any videos of her. When somebody starts to work, when I go to put their videos for sale, they have to sign a model release form.
Yeah.
That gives me permission to sell those videos for them, and that gives me permission to promote their stuff. Well, she signed that paper and put movies for sale, and there's movies for sale out there of her, even. So I have all that in my belongings. I have tons of pictures, everything. And you can actually, if you look up Party Room XXX on Chatterbait and you Google that, you can see her nudity pictures all over with Kinky Candy and other models from my studio.
So, Pervy, by the way, so after the blackmail stuff was turned out, now you decided to part ways with her, right?
Yeah, well, it continued because the next day came on. Well, the next day, Philly, I don't know, you know, a lot of people that come to my house, I keep my house a clean atmosphere. I tell people, you know, I don't want no drugs there, anything like that. If you want to drink a little drink before you get online, that's your business. If you want to smoke a little weed, that's your business. But anything else, I don't want nothing to do with. And, you know, don't bring that in my house. Don't bring that around there. Well, Philly, the second night she came in, she went to the bathroom and puked up all this red stuff. And, well, one of the girls was like, hey, she's puking in the bathroom. And so I went to check on her. Well, Kinky Candy turned around and counter-reacted and went in there, and she's like, it smells like wine. So I went in there and started, you know, of course I had to clean it up because she was fucked up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how are you fucked up? And she's like, I drank some wine. And you know, before I came in and I had some in my glass, and I mean, she was trashed. Well, I more or less looked at her because when she came in the house, she was perfectly normal, Uncle Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a glass in her hand, and there wasn't much stuff in it. And if it was wine, I'm thinking, well, a little half a glass of wine gets you drunk like that and puke all over and pass out? No. Well, she acted like she was going to pass out in the bathroom. And at that point, you know, my house is a studio, so there's girls wanting to use the bathroom. Sure. Thank God, because that probably is what got her up and motivated at that point. She laid there like, take advantage of me, and I'm like thinking, oh, my God, what's wrong with this girl?
So you're saying that she allegedly, because we have to say allegedly, that she allegedly wanted you to, Like oh, she lied Glenn, there yes. for you to take advantage of yes. her.
Yes. And she kept asking me, when are we going to do a pervy show? When are we going to do a pervy show? When are we going to film together? And every time, now another thing is, I run a cam studio. Well, I also have other girls there at the same time. So I never have, like, usually, it's rare to find one girl at my house working. If it is, it's usually Kinky Candy by herself. And, you know, it just, it's that way. Cause my house is always, you know, it's flowed. It's got people constantly working. Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking after this happened, I'm thinking, thank God, because there's been several times where I've walked in the room on her while she's working on Chatterbait just to check on her. And she'd be laying there like she's going to pass out all fucked up. And I'm like, what's the matter? And she's like, rub my back. And I just was like, nope, not doing that.
Not falling for that shit. Because, yeah.
I mean, seriously, she's a cute little thing, and you know why would I rub her back? Because what's that going to lead me to? Fucking her, you know? And then here I'm going to, you know? And so I'm just thank God it didn't happen to me.
Yeah.
And I feel bad it happened to the wrestler, but as much as I know Philly, man, Philly is trying to get somebody. She's trying to get somebody. When she first started Uncle Eddie, she also had, you know, I told her how the ropes go. I'm like, you want to be famous in this? You know, you're a cute little thing. All you got to do is have a great personality, get out there, do this, and, you know, we'll try to get you famous. Well, she was like, okay. And then, like, 2 days later, she was like, she comes over and she's like, oh my God. Well, I made her a Twitter. I'm the one that made her Twitter for her because she didn't know how. Well, I made her Twitter for her, and she turned around and told me that she wanted to leave early that night because she was going to hang out with this guy that had a bottle. And you know, he wanted to drink with her and party with her. So I'm like, well, Philly, don't you got to get home? Because she had a curfew, even though now she was old enough to cam, she still had a curfew at her home. And her family did not want her to do drugs from her saying, you know, she'd tell us about it.
Yeah, she was in and out of rehab because her father told her point blank, you're going to rehab.
Her dad wanted her to clean up, you know, and I don't blame him. You know, if I had a pretty little daughter like that, I'd keep everybody away, too, and I'd be wanting my daughter to stay off drugs and every fucking thing else, too.
All right.
You know what I mean?
All right,
so, I mean, I don't blame the guy. And she was like, oh, he's so hard on me. Well, anyway, she fucking turned around. And the guy that she wouldn't see that night, she turned around. This is a really good key of the whole story.
Yeah.
Well, the guy that she friggin' went to meet is a really good friend of hers. He's been a friend of hers for several years. He's a gay guy, okay? Mm-hmm. He says he's gay. He has a YouTube account where he tweets out YouTube stuff on YouTube. And he's trying to be a big shot on YouTube.
Is his name Sam?
If you go on his YouTube account, okay, so if you look up what's going on with the wrestler and you go down on YouTube, you'll find other videos that go to it. You know, that he's right next to it. His video's right next to it.
Pervy. We just played that. That was the one where he had the information on his cell phone.
That guy, Uncle Eddie, right there that you're talking about, that guy and her are best friends. I'm talking best friends. They are not fighting with each other. They are best friends, and I believe the two of them are in on this together.
Why? Think it's collusion?
Because, check it out, because when she started up at my house, and we already talked about how to get her famous and all that. She came in 2 days later, and she's like, oh, my God. She's like, you need to look at my Twitter. And I'm like, why? What's the matter? And she's like, look. And I'm like, what? And she's like, all these girls are calling me names from school and stuff. How did they find me? And I'm like, I don't know how they would find you. Did you attach that to your contacts? And she said, no. And then I went on her Twitter account. And I scrolled down, and I found that guy, and what he did was retweeted her onto a different thing, onto his page, and told everyone, and they did it purposely together, because I turned around, and I said, Philly, I'm like, why is that guy? That guy's the one that you must have told him about your Twitter, and he's telling your friends, because he knows them. And she said, oh, well, she turned around 10 minutes later, Uncle Eddie, went in the bedroom and told Kiki Candy that she friggin', that her and that guy friggin' are best friends, and that she didn't know if I was trying to screw her, or, you know, like fuck her over, and I'm like, the chick just started working. She hasn't even got to her paycheck yet. So she was having the guy tweet out the shit so she could quit her job.
Wow.
Is what she told Candy. And she was going to blame it on me. So therefore, that told me that those two are partners in crime. And then, after all this hit the fan, Uncle Eddie, if you go on his YouTube and you look up his videos, he has numerous videos with him in Philly trying to talk shit about several people, people over.
I know. We've watched a few. All right, so long story short, now Pervy is talking to TMZ. He's going to be doing an interview with TMZ. I don't know when exactly that's going to be, because Pervy, by the way, very busy man. He's going to be at the AVNs collecting some awards over the weekend. So the AVN Awards, he's going to be collecting some awards. Pervy is up for a whole bunch of stuff. So you need to check into that. Pervy, thank you for being on the show, brother. I got to get out of here because the show's going to be over. I don't mean to kick you
off.
All right,
cool. But I'm at the hospital with Kinky Candy right now. She's about to squirt her baby out. Her water just broke.
Congratulations.
Mazel tov.
Yeah. Okay. So I came outside to do the interview.
All right. And then tell the name of the baby after me. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
I love you guys out there. And I'll talk to you soon, Uncle Eddie.
Yeah, right you will. All right, man. I'll talk to you later. Do you see what I'm saying, people?
Yeah.
There's more to this story.
Oh, yeah, this girl's got psychiatric problems.
It's going to keep going.
She ain't right.
I remember, free speech is never silent. Always speak the fuck up. And remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken,
what do I do?
Make sure that it's never done any drugs. It's not a groupie. And Billy's not behind it.
Okay.
Make sure.
Marinated.
Damn right.
That's it.
All right. Until then, I say AMF, my friends. And that means adios, motherfucker. Say something! Jesus Christ!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.